Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As dawn breaks over Jerusalem, expect a cool start with temperatures rising as the day progresses. Tel Aviv will enjoy a mild and sunny afternoon, while Haifa will see some clouds but remain dry. In Eilat, warmth and sunshine dominate the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that earlier today, Iran is using the ceasefire as an opportunity to dig out buried missiles and launchers. Also, Ynet states that earlier today, the IDF chief has ordered strikes on Hezbollah's drone supply chain deep inside Lebanon. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals that an IDF official warns of failure unless Iran's enriched uranium is shipped out, suggesting the need for another military operation. Separately, JNS informs us that earlier today, Trump expressed dissatisfaction with the latest Iranian proposal to end the war. And finally, Axios notes that in earlier reporting, Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. British broadcaster Matthew Stadlin, posting just minutes ago, clashed with Pastor Mark Burns over rising fuel costs and the conflict's impact on U.S. energy. Arab newspapers, citing ministerial sources earlier today, report that Lebanon's presidency insists on a ceasefire and the protection of civilians to continue negotiations with Israel. Eve Barlow, a well-known journalist, posted just minutes ago, wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation involving Iran's missile activities. The Jerusalem Post highlights that the U.S. believes Iran is taking advantage of the current ceasefire to bolster its missile capabilities. This action raises concerns of renewed conflict if negotiations fail. Turning to the IDF strikes in Lebanon, Ynet reports that Lieutenant Gen. Eyal Zamir has targeted Hezbollah's drone production beyond their usual southern bases. This aims to curb Hezbollah's aerial capabilities, escalating tensions in the region. Meanwhile, from I-24 News, an IDF official stressed the importance of removing enriched uranium from Iran. Failure to do so, they warned, could necessitate another military operation to prevent nuclear advancement. This underscores the fragile state of regional security. In a related development, JNS reports Trump's dissatisfaction with Iran's proposal to end the war. The president remains cautious and non-committal, impacting diplomatic efforts and leaving the future uncertain. And finally, Axios notes that Trump announced a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move, while politically sensitive for Prime Minister Netanyahu, could be instrumental in facilitating broader peace talks with Iran. It brings a brief respite to civilians on both sides of the border. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that OpenAI's IPO could significantly impact the AI sector's expectations amidst the slowdown in growth. Separately, Walla Business states that Pizza Hut is committing to support the family of the late Benjamin Zalka, indicating corporate responsibility beyond business interests. And finally, Globes reveals that NVIDIA is leasing lab space in Rishon LeZion, enhancing its presence in Israel's tech landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.